So question from Narasimhanan Prabhu, how to develop taste for chanting? We all have our struggles in chanting. So it's not that I have taste and I can tell how to develop taste. But broadly speaking, we have to find out what it is that gives us taste. So usually there are three broad things in our bhakti which can help us develop taste for any activity. One is association with those who have taste. Just like if you want to study taste for Shastra, we associate with those who have taste for Shastra. Same way with chanting, we try to associate with those who are chanting seriously. By that, we'll get some taste for chanting. Second is that there is Sangha, there is Buddhi, that is intelligence. So we read the glories of the holy name. We internalize philosophically the importance of chanting. And third is Ichcha. We try to cultivate the desire. So taste is something which is not in our control, but endeavor and the desire to absorb is in our control. So when we talk about taste for chanting, what do we mean by taste for chanting? Is it that we want to get taste in our chanting, or is it we want to give Krishna pleasure during our chanting? The two are not unconnected. Actually, if we give pleasure to Krishna through our chanting, Krishna will also reveal his sweetness and then we will also get pleasure. So we focus on trying to think of chanting as an activity of service and try to serve Krishna as much as possible through chanting. It is said in Chaitanya Charitamrita that Haridas Thakur chanted the holy names for the pleasure of Krishna. And thus he was able to chant so many rounds. And similarly, if we can strive to do the chanting in a mood of service, we strive to give a taste to Krishna through our chanting, then by this mercy, we will also get taste. So we, rather than focusing on a taste for chanting, we can try to cultivate absorption in chanting, cultivate focus in chanting. And as a result of that focus, taste will automatically come. Thank you.